Scripture reading today is Mark 1, 40-45, found on page 1553 in your pew Bible. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
Let me begin first off with an insert that you have in your bulletin of a session action. I want to comment on it. It says that the session of this church reaffirmed and clarified a policy statement which was originally put in place and approved 15 years ago and is still in effect today. The language starts off this way. It is the consensus of the session. Let me explain that. I have to say that while the position of this church remains the same as it was 15 years ago, there is some language that really needed to be updated. And so in the days since session met, there were some perfections that were being added to the language. And I wish you could have seen the trail of emails flying back and forth. Those of you who are on session know what I'm speaking of. And each of them had a little nuance that would help perfect the language. And by the end, I have to say that I was the one that composed this based on the compilation of all their comments. And the language being used is intentional, that it is the consensus. And it says, it is the consensus of session that the scriptures and our confession teach that God's intention for all people is to live together in fidelity within the covenant of marriage between a man and a woman, and in chastity and singleness. The FPCC church property shall not be used for any ceremony or event that pronounces a blessing or gives approval of the church upon any relationship that is inconsistent with the consensus of session described above. Now, here's an experiment that I'd like to try. The elders don't know this. Well, they're finding out along with you. And that is that they will be voting to reaffirm the policy that was written 15 years ago. But between now and then, I would like for you to give them counsel. Give them your input. And they are being trained to listen to you. And when they get together, they will then be formulating an official statement once again. Until then, they need your counsel. And they are, once they decide, I have to say, once they make a decision, that's the decision. But until then, we want you to have your input because you do have insight and wisdom to give them. Okay. Let's take a look at the passage that we have today. It's important. And what I wish to do is to start with the back end of it first, where Jesus does heal this guy. And it says in verse 43 that Jesus sent him away with a strong warning. He says, "See to it that you tell nobody." Now, this really doesn't make sense to us, except it was the law of Moses that whenever a miracle was done, it was not a miracle until the local rabbi signed off on it. That was the law of Moses. And so Jesus was cooperating with the law of Moses by saying, now listen, don't talk to anybody. I know you're excited and this is a big deal. You know the rules. He was a Presbyterian at this respect. You know the rules. You go to the priest, you have him examine you. The local priest knows you, knows that you're a leper. He's going to look at you and he's going to examine your body closely. And if he says that you are healed, then you can go tell everybody. He doesn't. And as a result, things go sideways for Jesus. You know, there's a time and a place for rules where we all have to submit. And there's a reason for those rules being in place. So Jesus is cooperating with the law of Moses, and this guy doesn't cooperate. Okay, now let's go back up to the start of the story. There's some comments that I have for us. In verse 40, it says, a man with leprosy came to him and begged him. I like the direct, simple, clear language here. You know, we Presbyterians, we don't like to beg, do we? We're really rather polite with God. We're kind of nice. And we will go to God and say, God, you know, I have this deal. Could be my son, my daughter, could be my family member, could be a health condition. Lord, if it be your will, would you please do this? I mean, isn't that sort of a Presbyterian prayer? This guy, it says, man with leprosy comes and he begs. How? Fill it in. On his knees. When was the last time you or I were on our knees? Folks, there is something wholesome about you and me getting on our knees, coming to the place where we've got a condition that is God-sized, that is something that only God can do. And we have to come to the place inside our own soul where we are begging, pleading. It says, if you are willing. Now, to me, those four words of this leper, he expresses a primal fear of mine. At the end of the service, you're going to hear me say, and you are going to repeat, God is able. Say that with me. God is able. Here's the question. Is God willing? We know that God is able. Is God willing? And that strikes fear in our hearts. It does mine. There are things that I have been begging God for decades. I have. So far God has, I have to say, God has not been willing. I don't understand why, and I don't like it, but I've been begging. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 41 has this translation in the Bible that you're looking at. It says, filled with compassion. Some of the other translations say, filled with irritation. It's the same word for both words. Filled with compassion. Jesus reached out and touched the man. Now, there are a couple of kinds of touches. There's a touch that I call a touch with a small T. And then there's a touch with a capital T. Sometimes you and I, you know, we just shake hands with somebody and it's just, you know, it is just an ordinary social greeting. Sometimes you touch somebody with a capital T and you are making a connection. When Jesus touches you and me, it is with a capital T. It is a touch that penetrates. It is a touch that heals. It is a touch of approval and affection. You and I need those kind of touches. Jesus said, "Be clean," and immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Now, in a few months, we're going to have a healing seminar here, probably in January, February, somewhere in there, where we're going to teach you how to pray for healing. Now, we Presbyterians, we feel a little bit uncomfortable with that. We basically have not been trained in such matters. But you know what? Healing is one of the things that the church can do that nobody else can do. There are four of the things that the church can do that nobody else can do. Healing is one of them, and we're going to learn how to do it. And it's going to be a regular part of the ministry of this church. And people are going to come. They're going to seek healing. You're going to be equipped and you're going to be trained to do it. And people are going to walk out of here healed. That is to say that deaf people are going to have their ears back. Blind people are going to have their sight back. Cancer is going to be healed. If you have pain, pain is one of the easier things that you're going to do. You're going to see pain reduced dramatically and almost every single time. Every time I've been trained in what we're going to be training you in, pain is one of the easier things to see healing in. But this guy gets it right. I just want to remind you, and I want to encourage you, that if you're praying about something, I don't want you to pray nice towards God. I have found that God is really quite resilient. There have been times when I have been furious at God. There have been times when I have prayed and God did nothing and I got mad. I want you to feel comfortable, feel the liberty, feel permission to come into the presence of God and beg. Kneel down, do it in a private place. Do it when everybody's out of the house. Go to the end of your bed, go to a couch. When it's silent, you can look around. Make sure no one's there. And pour out your heart. Let the ache that is inside of you, let the pain that is inside of you, let the anger that is inside of you give power to the prayer that you have. And let it give voice. And you beg on your knees. And may I encourage you to change the language here and not ask God if you're willing, but say, "God, I need for you to be willing. I need for you to come through on this. This is a God-sized problem. I can't solve it, and only you can." Come into the presence of God with some assurance, with some confidence. I'll tell you, I'll close with this, with my mother. My mother had she was an intercessor. She was a spiritually gifted prophet. And when I would go into the presence of God, I would, come to the pearly gates symbolically, and I would, find out if anyone's home. Not my mother. She had a kind of confidence that trained me. That when she would come to the pearly gates, it would be like this. "God, I know you're in there. Get off the throne. You come out here and you talk to this little lady. You and I have some, You and I have some talking to do, and you've got some explaining to do. By the way, Mother Teresa was asked shortly before she died, when she gets to heaven, what is she going to say to Jesus? And she's going to say, Jesus, you've got some explaining to do. That was Mother Teresa. Okay. Do you have something that you need prayer for? You've seen what happens with the leper. And the reason the story is here is to give you and me instruction and coaching. By the way, when I was at Ground Zero working there for 9 months, I breathed in a whole lot of toxins. Most of my friends that I worked with are dead or dying. I'm one of the few that have that don't have any respiratory problems. But I did breathe in enough toxins that they settled in my feet, and I have neuropathy. Do you know what neuropathy is? It's old-fashioned leprosy. Now, there are five different kinds of leprosy. Most of the leprosy which people in the Bible had was a leprosy on the skin, on the outside. Mine, fortunately, is underneath the skin, but it has burned out my nerves. My feet cannot feel the ground. I know the ground is there. I mean, I can see it there, and I know gravity works. And I can walk normally, I can run normally, but only because of muscle memory, not because I can feel the ground. When this guy with leprosy, a different variety than mine, is begging, I take comfort in what he did. I take encouragement at his boldness. There's no reason in the world that he should have even been close to Jesus. He knew the rules. And that is that when he came into the presence of somebody, he had to announce, leper, 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 so that people could keep their distance because of the bacterial contagion that leprosy can have. But he does get close to Jesus, and Jesus does the remarkable thing of touching him. So who are the modern-day lepers? They're easy to count. They don't have the skin condition. But they do have a different color skin. They do have a sexual practice that is different than ours. They have a virus sometimes caused because of their sexual activities. Sometimes they were born and raised Muslim. And socially we treat them as untouchables. What does Jesus do? He reaches out and he touches them. And he touches them with a capital T. For those of you who and I, you and I who do not have these kind of compelling conditions, it is our mission in life to reach out and to touch the lepers of our society. Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I don't have a reason. I don't have an explanation as to why you were willing in this case to heal and in my case and in other cases unwilling. But we do trust that you have a loving purpose. Lord, I'm asking that each of us would be empowered to touch those that are considered lepers around us. Lord, I'm asking that you would also help us to learn how to beg, how to plead, how to get on our knees and humble ourselves in your presence and cry out to you, asking you to heal us. Lord, we are so very thankful for who you are. You are our only hope, and without you, there would truly be an immeasurable amount of despair. Lord, bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and close our service as we sing, All I Have is Christ.